Hi, it's Cujo here on Candy from the Current Bin for KFJC, and we're going to talk today about a relatively recent addition to the station library. It's a new recording of Maurizio Coggle's composition / performance piece / multimedia installation, Ludwig von. It's on a CD we acquired in April of this year from the French label Aeon. That's spelled A-E-O-N, for those of you keeping notes. The CD is a recording of five works by Coggle. There's Ludwig von, the four-hand piano R transcriptions, Der Eid des Hippokrates, Uncus Incarnatus Est, and the very creepy MM51. The recordings feature pianist Alexandre Thao, who's supported by a small retinue of friends. Thao is known for his mastery of French piano music, especially Ravel and Rameau, so it's a bit unusual that he would tackle the work of this ultra-modern German composer. Coggle was born in Argentina in 1931 to German parents. After having exhausted South America's options to study composition by the 50s, he emigrated to Germany for more study. There, he launched himself into the highly experimental and electronic music scene in Darmstadt, surrounded by the likes of Stockhausen and Boulez. His creative output is enormous, and a lot of it was recorded by Deutsche Grammophon in the 60s and 70s. Unfortunately, DG hasn't seen fit to reissue any of these recordings yet. Nothing is left unwrapped or uncovered in this room, including all the tiny strings and hammers of the grand piano. Think Christo meets Beethoven meets your living room. Then, Coggle created a film called Ludwig von. Apparently, it is at times a comedy, especially a section where Coggle, in full period costume, claims to be a descendant of Beethoven. Unfortunately, viewings of the film are rare, and I've been unable to find a copy anywhere in the States. A large section of the film is focused on this Beethoven room. The camera slowly pans across various close-ups of the room, giving the viewer mostly brief glimpses of various lines of Beethoven. A trio along the arm of a chair, a sonata on the desk lamp, a serenade on the high C of the piano. For the soundtrack to this portion of the film, Coggle showed the silent footage to an ensemble of 16 musicians and basically asked them to play what they saw. Coggle then produced an official score for the work, since the room would eventually have to be dismantled. He took 45 pictures of parts of the room, and voila, a permanent printed record exists for which future performances could be based on. The chairs and the music stand are particularly well documented in the 45 pictures. I can't tell if there's any rhyme or reason to what works are presented in the pictures, or in which order. After all, some selection must have taken place, since there are still dozens of square feet of Beethoven room that are not represented in the score. If you're interested, the San Jose Public Library has this score in circulation. Next, Coggle set about producing a recording of Ludwig van with Deutsche Grammophon. It was released in 1970, and unless you were one of the lucky few to have caught a viewing of the film or a live performance of the work, which is an even rarer occurrence, this record was the only way you could have heard Ludwig van until this new CD came out in 2004. For any other piece, this 1970 recording would be considered authoritative. But, as you'll find out, this is a piece that is designed for radically different interpretations and performances every time. The score both contained some performance notes and an interview with Coggle. These help a great deal to explain Coggle's intentions and the philosophy behind this collage piece. After all, there are three significant levels of abstraction that need to be understood. There's bits of Beethoven, there's bits of Beethoven as randomly cut and pasted by Coggle, and there's bits of Beethoven as cut and pasted by Coggle as selectively interpreted by the ensemble. It's a metacollage, an experiment in, quote, light-controlled transmission of musical notation by means of magnetic recording. Played right side up and just how the original composer had intended. Coggle is here asserting that, quote, the music of the past should also be performed as the music of the present, and that the player should emerge as a living individual out of compulsory anonymity. Here are a few examples of the instructions he gives to the players. Instruction 1.2. Players may jointly interpret the same page or simultaneously perform different pages. Instruction 1.3. Any of the four edges of a page may be considered the bottom edge. Instruction 1.5. Systems may be repeated at random. 5. The number of performers is free. 6. Instruments are ad libitum, old, exotic, and electric instruments, as well as any other sound sources of purely experimental nature, may be used. And my favorite, 6.1. Performances can incorporate tape recordings as well as electroacoustic alterations of the instrumental sound. Instruction 7. The duration of a performance is ad libitum. Instruction 8. Short fragments of from other works by Beethoven may be added to the present pages. The notes conclude with a quote, "This foreword is meant to be an invitation. Musicians can go on from here." The opening of the new Tao recording. Listen for the opening melodies of Beethoven's first piano sonata.
Thank you.
other differences abound. The Thao recording lasts about a third as long as the 1970 recording. The instrumentation is different. I wish the liner notes would have told us more about the preparations required and the history behind Ludwig van. Did Thao base his performance on the printed score or on the film? Did he consult Kogel? Instead, they focus on a very artsy-fartsy day-to-day diary of the recording session. The highlight of this new recording is when it takes advantage of electronic additions to the score, something the original recording did not explore. The whisperings and gurglings that follow are gripping and refreshing. I looked, but I couldn't find any remarks by Kogel about this new recording. But I'm sure he would approve.